Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the June Women of Worth call. We are officially at the start of summer, and that means lots of new opportunities as you travel and visit family, going to the beach, going on vacation. And I just want to recommend that everyone get outside and get outside of your box, and as the summer unfolds and allows, try for new opportunities. This is a time of lots of change with our compensation coming in July. And moving that business in the right direction, there's lots of opportunities to meet people. So just wanted to tell you to take a look and see what summer activities are in your area and make the most of it. And tonight, I want to Kevin Robbins. Good evening, Kevin. How are you
tonight?
Well,
hello, Kathleen. Great to be on your call.
I'm excited.
Looking forward to sharing with everyone tonight, all the women of worth. What a pleasure it is for me to be on this call.
Well, we honor our men of worth, too, in our company. And right now, I'm excited to introduce you because you are our newest member of the Manatech Board of Directors, and that's something we'll be talking about. And I wanted to let people know that Kevin is a Silver Presidential, and he has also been named Business Builder of the Year for 2012. He's been at the forefront of supporting the field, and I know that personally because my husband Philip and I were on the board as he was chairman of the North American Advisory Council, and I know that the field is near and dear to his heart. And he has also received something that's very near and dear to his heart, is the Ray Robbins Giving Spirit Award, and that is something truly deserved. Kevin and his wife, Dawn, and their two children, Jordan and Ashlyn, have been an active and integral part of the Manatech family. And tonight he has a wealth of experience to share with us. And it is my honor to introduce a dear friend of my husband, Philip, and mine, Kevin. So good evening, Kevin, and thank you so much again for being with us. It's an honor.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. That's a great introduction. And as I said earlier, I'm just honored to be here tonight. And I look forward to sharing some exciting things with everyone.
Good, good. First of all, again, I give you once more my personal congratulations on being the newest member of the Manatech Board of Directors. And when I heard it, I was so thrilled because I know what an advocate and what passion you have for Manatech and the products and the associates. So you are one of our voices on the board of directors, and that's a wonderful thing. And maybe you can tell us what that role entails for you.
I would be happy to, and it was an honor for me to be invited to be part of the board last year. And December of 2016 was my first opportunity to actually attend a board meeting. And, you know, for those that, you know, are just maybe listening for the first time, you know, Manatech is a publicly traded company. And so like all publicly traded companies, we do have a board of directors. And one of the advantages of being a publicly traded company is that Manatech is, by virtue of being publicly traded, we are extremely transparent in everything that we do. And that's a good thing because we actually, you know, disclose, you know, all of our financials and, you know, we've talked for years about being, you know, a debt-free company. And it's not just something that we say because we publish our financial numbers. You can actually go check it out yourself. And so being a fiscally responsible company is what sets Manatech up for being here for the next 20 years, for the next 30 years, because that actually is very important. So it's a different type of role for me. The people that we have on the board are extraordinarily successful in their previous lives. Because the way boards work is, for the most part, people are not associated with a company that are invited to be on the board. That's actually part of the legal requirements that you have outside board members. And so we have somebody on the board that was a president of Europe, of Avon, for a number of years. We have somebody else that was actually part of the DSA and wrote the original ethics agreement for all direct sales company. He wrote that about 30 years ago. And we have other board members that were like President Nature Sunshine and on we go. And so it was an honor for me to be invited to have this one position that was what's called an insider position, so that I could bring a perspective of Manatech, you know, from the inside, from our field, our associates, of course, even representing our employees, et cetera. And I've loved the opportunity to be part of the board. When they interviewed me, and I had to go through an interview with each board member to eventually be included on the board, and, you know, they asked me what my perspective was of coming on the board and how was I going to balance that with, you know, being an associate and, you know, et cetera. And my point of view was then and still is today that I believe when you're looking at Manatech from the big picture and, you know, again, looking at from the fiscally sound perspective, I believe what is best for our associates and what is best for our company, I'm sorry, what is best for our associates and what is best for our customers is ultimately what's best for our company in the long term. And that's my belief. That's what I bring to the board. And they certainly appreciate that. And we have a great relationship. And as we move forward into this upcoming year, we're all very excited about all the things that's going on here at Manatech. And we look forward to some terrific growth over the next few years as we see Manatech just move further into the 21st century.
Fantastic. Well, we are so glad. We never felt that someone didn't have our back, but we are really glad to have you on that board for being our voice. So thank you, Kevin. And one of the things that's causing a lot of great excitement right now is the new compensation plan that's starting July. And Kevin, I know you've been involved in the past with two of the compensation plan changes, and you've been doing some fabulous presentations across the country, and just heard one this afternoon, going step by step with everything, making it very understandable. And just wanted to ask you to share with us how you see all of it unfolding.
You bet, Kathleen. I am very excited about it. We've been working on this project for at least 2 years. We've probably been talking about it longer than that. And so to be right here on the precipice of July 1st as we launch the new compensation plan, it's very exciting times around the office. It's very stressful times as well, as everyone is working very hard to get everything aligned and finished and from programming and all that. But everything is actually running very smoothly. I'm impressed every day by the quality of people that we have, you know, at Manatech. But just real briefly, I know this isn't a full call on compensation, but what I love is that we are able to bring a compensation plan that does two things. First of all, it brings some new technology to Manatech. Compensation, you know, like everything else in the world, the technology changes and there's new ideas and there's new things that companies are able to do in the direct sales industry. And we've had our core compensation plan in place since about 2000, 2001. So about 16 or 17 years, we've had our core compensation plan, and we tweaked it and done some different things, of course, but the foundation has stayed the same. So just think about your cell phone, I don't know, your television, your computer, your car, as I joke around, your body, you know, how much has changed in the last 17 years? It's quite a lot, right? So things change quite a bit. So we were at a place where we are very excited about being able to transition to a new compensation plan that brings a lot of this new technology, these new ideas to Manatech. And so I love that. But the other thing is that we're doing with our compensation plan is we're simplifying it quite a bit. Now, I realize right now, because we're going through the change and things are changing, it feels like everything we do is changing, it doesn't feel very simple right now, because any change is complicated, right? That's just the way life is. But ultimately, as we move into the new world, as we move into a time where things are much more consistent, and we'll talk about, you know, going to a monthly system, I think that's very valuable to many, many people. Makes the ordering very consistent. But also the plan itself. We've only got six different bonuses in the new plan versus today. I know it's something like 18 different ways of earning income in our current plan. And so we're moving to where it's just a fewer number, but much more impactful. And to not be experts at compensation. That's never the point of simplification. The point of simplification is if someone wants to earn more money, if they want to know what they need to do to advance, to make some extra income, to make an extra $500 or make an extra $1,000 over the next few months, the new plan is going to have a path. They're going to know what they need to do. Because in the new plan, when you grow volume, when you develop leaders, when you bring on new customers, all of those activities, you're going to grow your income. And that sounds very simple. That sounds very basic. But I think most of us in our current plan know that there were situations in our current plan where sometimes your volume could grow. Sometimes you could develop new leaders. And it wouldn't always directly lead to more income. And there's a lot of reasons for that that we'll get into tonight. But so that's kind of frustrating. But in our new plan, we want to set it up so that when you grow your volume, you bring on some new customers, when you develop leaders, any of those activities, you're going to see an increase in income. So somebody wants to make more money, they're going to know what to do. And to me, that's what simplifying means, is not so that you understand all the nuances of compensation, but just so that you know what you need to do if you want to make some more money.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. And we are looking forward to things being simpler to people to explain this compensation plan. And we've heard that anyone signed up before July 1st will be grandfathered into the existing loyalty program. Can you comment a little bit on that and what might be happening with the loyalty program?
I sure can. The loyalty program is definitely one that we've been trying to explain quite a bit and talk about the new plan, because it is one of the bigger things that is changing. And I will say, Kathleen, as you mentioned at the top of the show here, that you and I were and Phil were part of the Associate Advisory Council for a number of years, and that's a very valuable committee, a group that advises Manatech and brings new ideas from time to time. So they bring a lot of new ideas. And many times those are implemented. And I'll say that this loyalty plan was actually one that was brought by the advisory council last year. And the whole point of it is that we wanted to have a loyalty plan that actually rewards loyalty, right? So that the longer someone orders product, the more benefits that they will receive. And also, we wanted to have a loyalty plan that actually caused someone to feel like they wanted to maintain an automatic order, to put it frankly, to not quit their automatic order, to keep that automatic order. We need all the reasons in the world, because we know that it's valuable for our customers and our associates to stay on automatic order, to keep getting the product every month. So many times people make these excuses of, well, I'm going to cancel this month, and then next month I'll restart it. And we just know that, just like everything else in the world, life gets in the way, and there's times where people just don't restart it. And so helping people maintain their automatic orders is the best way for them to get the value of their products. And, of course, it's the best way for those of us in the business to maintain the stability of our business. So we're going to have a loyalty plan that does all of that. Let me talk first about how it's going to work for new people, and then I'll talk about all of us on the call, existing associates. But for new people coming on board, remember, new people don't have any idea what our current loyalty plan is. So for them, the loyalty plan is just a loyalty plan. So when they come in July 1st, any new associate that comes on board July 1st will start off only receiving 10% loyalty credit. So their first three orders, they will get 10% credit. So if they have a $100 order, they'll get 10 points, right? If they have a $150 order, then they'll get 15 points. So 10% of their order the first 3 months. Then if they have three consecutive months in a row on that next one, so now on their fourth month, they will get 15%. So they'll get 15% for three more months. So months four, five, and six, they'll get 15%. Then if they've had those six consecutive orders, then on their next automatic order at that point, they will get 20%. And then they will keep 20% loyalty for as long as they stay on automatic order. So that does two things for the new people. The first one is that you appreciate something a little more when you have to earn it. When you have to work for it just a little bit. So because we're not just always given 20% every order, whether you have it or don't have it or you know, stop it this month or start it, you're going to have to build to that 20%. So once you have created 20% loyalty credits, you're going to value, I would think, we're going to value those points more, and so we're going to appreciate them more. Then the second feature is if someone ever cancels their automatic order. Now, they can change it. They can move it within the month, so you can have an automatic order at the beginning of the month. You can move it to the end of the month. That's all fine. As long as an automatic order occurs in the month, then, of course, that's good, and you will continue getting 20%. But if at any point you just miss a month and don't have an automatic order, when you come back and start again, you're going to start back at 10% to build again. So once you've accumulated that 20%, then I think certainly there's going to be a lot more motivation to keep that automatic order in place. And so that's the second feature of this plan. It's number one, you're going to have to work to get the 20%. So once you do, you're going to appreciate it. And then number two is once you have it, you're going to want to hang on to it even more. And so that's the value of the new loyalty plan. Now, let me talk about how it affects all of us associates. Kathleen, that was where your question started. So any existing associate, so that's any of us on the call, and this could actually be a new associate that starts in June. So this business period, if they start there, it would still be considered an existing associate because I'm talking as of July 1. All right, so any existing associate that has an automatic order ship this business period. So that means you just set up an automatic order that has to occur in business period 7. So anytime this business period, then you will, of course, get 20% this business period because that's what the plan is now. But you will, we call it lock in that automatic order, that 20% as we move to July. So for all of us that have been getting 20% all along, you either will be able to keep that 20%, or even for new people that come on board in July, or maybe in June, or maybe they started last month, they'll be able to lock in that 20% and they can kind of skip over all the tiers and they can just keep their 20% going forward into the new plan, and they maintain 20% as long as they continue to have automatic order. Same rule applies to us. As an existing associate, if we ever miss an automatic order in the future, we'll have to start back over at 10 and build that up. So that's the new loyalty plan, Kathleen. I think that it's going to bring a lot of real value to us. For customers, by the way, I do want to mention customers, which in our current plan we call them members. In the new plan, they're going to be called preferred customers. The biggest win for our customers is we are actually lowering the price for all customers, for all current members, which will automatically become preferred customers in the new plan. We're lowering their price by 5% to be equal to associate price. So that's the win for customers.
Wow.
The loyalty program for customers will be 10%, and it's not tiered. It's just going to stay at 10%. Still a great loyalty plan for customers. And then, whenever they transition to become an associate, if they choose to do that and earn some income, then they can start participating in the tiered loyalty. But anyway, that's the loyalty plan for customers and associates, and I hope that everyone appreciates it when we kick this off in July.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good incentive to move people to that place of looking at this as a part-time or full-time business. So that makes
sense. That's exactly right. And by the way, if you didn't pick up on it, one of the action items for right now this period is to talk to people on your team that don't currently have an automatic order. Now, you can just randomly pick anybody that doesn't have an automatic order, but if you have a pretty big business, that could be a big number. But look for those people that have had a recent automatic order, one in the last few months, and that for whatever reason don't have one set up right now. It's a great time to reach out to them, touch base, tell them about some new things, and say, hey, by the way, if we start your automatic order again anytime in June, you can lock in that 20% loyalty credit, and you can keep it going forward. So it's a great opportunity for us to get some new automatic orders starting in June.
And that helps to create some of that volume that people are anxious about. And that's one of the things I was going to talk about next is people are excited, but they're sometimes always anxious about change. Mm-hmm. And how can we ease some of the anxiousness that might be out there for people that are saying, gee, we had 13 periods of volume, and now we're going to 12?
How do we handle some of that
or talk to our associates?
Yeah, and there's a lot of things to be anxious about, and I get that. I don't discount that or nullify that or act like that's not important, because I understand and appreciate any time you change anything in life, not just a man attack, but when things change, people get anxious about it. And, mm-hmm. you know, right now we're changing a lot of things at Manatech. There's no question. I totally understand that. I do appreciate, and I hope people do this as well, instead of doing all these changes, like over the course of 6 or 8 months, you know, every month changing something different, we did decide that we just wanted to create a new Manatech in July. So that's why all these things are kind of happening all at once. But so it's kind of one big change, and then going forward, hopefully we'll find some consistency. But as far as being anxious, let me talk about a couple things here, Kathleen. You just mentioned going from 13 business periods to 12 months. There is an element of that does potentially cause some anxiousness. Let me put that aside for just a minute, and let me talk more specifically about the value, the benefits of switching from 13 periods to 12. The first benefit, of course, is when new people come on board, we don't have to teach them a new calendar. We don't have to teach them when a business period begins and when a business period ends. And I realize that in and of itself is not that cumbersome, and we've been doing it for years and years and years. But nonetheless, it's just another thing. And when you add one complicated thing on top of another complicated thing on top of another complicated thing, it definitely, at some point, it's too overwhelming for people. So in this process to simplify, it was important for us to move to a monthly system. Again, it starts at the beginning of the month. It ends at the end of the month. It's very, very simple. It's what people expect. It's not something we have to explain. So that's a value. That's a value to all of us. The second benefit of moving to a monthly system, to me, is the fact that we're going to have automatic orders that are consistent. So in our current system, as most people know, your automatic order would move every 2 or 3 days. You know, each month it would move every 2 or 3 days because you're putting a 28-day system into a 30-day month. And so eventually your automatic order at some point in 1 month, it's going to occur twice in that month, because you have to do 13 periods in 12. So just that complicated system for some people was too much. And again, I recognize those of you on the call, we've been doing it for a long time, we're comfortable with it, and it's no big deal. But again, for those new people coming on board, it's just another thing. So to have an automatic order where you can set it up on July the 18th, and then it's going to occur again on August the 18th, and then it's going to occur again on September the 18th, and on we go. That's something that is simple. So it's part of this new simplifying. So the only downside to switching from 13 to 12 is from a business builder standpoint, there is this, there's 13 periods, and so we're moving to 12. So you might, on the surface, it looks like there's one less pay period for us to earn income. So simplifying, saying, hey, well, hey, that's one less check per year. And on the surface, that is the way it looks like. But let me tell you this, from a company standpoint, and I, as Kathleen said, I'm on the board of directors, revenue and profits are important to publicly traded companies. So Manatech, from a revenue standpoint, is looking at the same thing. That's one less period for people to buy products and earn revenue and profits and all that sort of stuff. So I assure you that the company would not have agreed to do this. The board of directors would not have agreed to do this if we didn't feel really, really confident that we were going to be able to make that difference up and then a whole lot more. And here's how that's going to work. First of all, every period now is going to have a few extra days. Right now we have 13. They all have 28 days. The new monthly system, of course, most months are going to have either 30 or 31 days. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's 2 or 3 extra days per month. Now, you might say, well, there's not going to be any new automatic orders, and you're right. The automatic orders will be consistent month to month. But still, most of us that have organizations, we have people that buy outside of automatic orders. And I remember a time, I don't know how many of you were in Manatech in the early days, the first few years in Manatech, we had a binary plan. This is back in the 1990s when we first launched. We had a binary plan. And I don't want to go back too much to there as far as explaining how that worked. But I'll tell you this. What we did back then was we had 9 4-week periods, and then we had 3 5-week periods because, you know, that you have to, you can't have exactly the same number of periods in a year, or same number of days in every period. So we still only had 12, but we had 9 4-week periods and then 3 5-week periods. So what happened back then was every time you would have a 5-week period, you always had more volume. You had the same number of automatic orders, but you had more volume because you had more opportunities for people to buy. And I think that we're going to find the same thing now, that those 2 or 3 extra days, people are going to buy some extra product. Now, again, that by itself is not going to make up the difference. What I think where we're really going to make up the difference is I believe very, very strongly that moving to an automatic order process that is much more simple, more consistent, the dates don't change, there's never a time where you're going to be charged twice in the same month, all of those things are going to factor in to create a better buying experience for our customers and our associates. We got to remember that a huge percentage of our associates, they don't earn money, or they don't earn very much money from Manatech. They are essentially customers, even though they are associates. And so for all of those people, switching to a monthly system is a huge positive. So I believe that we're going to be able to have a better retention rate, meaning less people are going to quit, a better retention rate because of the monthly system. So when you combine the better retention rate with a few extra days every month, then I very, very strongly believe that we can make up that difference. How much is it? Well, it's 1/13. The math of that is just over 7%. So that's how much extra you have to make up in a whole year in order to make up that difference. And again, we wouldn't be doing this if all we were trying to do is making up the difference. We believe that by creating this system, not just the monthly system, but everything that we're doing, that we are going to propel Manatech into a real growth period. So instead of making up 7%, what if we made up 12% or 15% or 25% month over month over month? That's what it takes to really propel our company into a real growth mode. And that's what I believe we're going to do. That's what the board of directors believes we're going to do. That's what the company believes we're going to do. And that's why we've set this up. The last thing I want to say, and I know I'm a little running over on this question.
No, that's fine.
As far as anxiousness and people being concerned about their money, we do believe we set up our plan to be as fair as possible. It's gonna reward people in the best possible way, but it is a compensation change. And when you do that, you're just moving money around, and we recognize that. And so Manatech's not paying out any less, paying out the same, but we're not paying out more either. So at the end of the day, we realize that a lot of our associates are going to be very happy right out front because they're going to make more money in the new plan. That's just the realities of it. Then a huge chunk of them are going to be kind of in the middle. They're going to not be up much, not be down much. Just they're going to be about where they are right now, which is fine. Then they'll benefit from the new plan and grow from that. But then there's another group of associates that will need more time in order to maximize the new plan. And we don't want to leave anyone hanging high and dry. So we have created a transition plan where we're going to be helping those associates that need a little help. And so we're not going to, I don't think that we're going to have situations where, you know, we have any big surprises or I wasn't expecting that. I think people are going to be very happy with what they see in their check. They're going to be part of the transition plan if they're not. That's going to run 3 to 6 months, and we're going to have the time in order to build our business, grow our volume. And so ultimately, all of us are going to be winners with a new comp plan.
That sounds great. And the other thing I wanted to point out that those on the call, with doing this as 12 months, people consistently know when a charge is going to hit their credit card, and we will have less exceptions. We will have less people that were, you know, where they, their order did not get kicked out because the credit card was not available. So I believe this will remedy a lot of those situations where we had to make phone calls and emails, or we didn't get that volume. So I think that will make a lot of sense for our customers and the associates. So you explained that really, really well, Kevin. Thank
that's
you.
That's a great, yeah, it's a great point, Kathleen. And that's part of what this new retention, this new improved retention, because so many people, they get paid consistently. Like you say, maybe, you know, they have another job, but they get paid on the 15th or they get paid on the 5th or whatever that is. And so in the beginning, they set their automatic order to be after that. But as it starts to move, eventually, it actually comes before they get paid. And there's some people
and
that,
that's where
when it hits their account,
people.
They just don't have the money for that. Yep.
That's right. So we should run out. We should. This should work out much more consistently for people to know what to count on. So
that's right.
Well, thank you, Kevin. But one last thing. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Oh, boy. I tell you, Kathleen, this is just a great time to be in Manatech. And I've been around this company for a really long time. Most of you know that, you know my dad is. And so I'm a day one, even though I kind of came, you know, slowly kicking and screaming in the beginning. Took me a while to really see the value. But since about mid-1994, I have been just absolutely on fire for this company and been full-time since 1996. So I have seen Manatech go through many different phases and many different growth phases, and seen us go through some pullback phases and some challenging times and some great times. And I am more excited about our future right now than I've ever been. And you know, I'm excited about our future here in the United States of America. I think that we've got great opportunities right here. There's so many people that are looking for what we have. There's so many people that are in need of our product line. We've got some great new products. Love the coffee. Love the ginseng. Great, great new products that we can offer to these people. And so we know we have an answer. We are now putting a compensation plan that is on par with our science. And I don't say that lightly, because I think our science is second to none. Our product line is phenomenal, as everyone on this call can appreciate. But we're now adding, you know, the second part, the other side of the coin, if you will, to be equal to our products. And I think that now that we've got the best products, we've known we have the best products, now we're going to have a business model that makes sense. We're going to be able to attract people to Manatech. And, you know, this is we're about to enter into just a real growth period. And then getting outside of the United States, right, what's happening in Asia right now, what's happening in China right now, it is really exciting. And so we're just seeing a real just enthusiasm for Manatech and for our products and for our business. And so for all of you that are on the call, if you're fairly new, then I'll say congratulations. You picked the right time to get involved with Manatech. For a lot of us on the call, I know you guys have been around for a very, very long time. And I want to thank you for your loyalty. I want to thank you for all that you've you know, done with Manatech and all that you've done to bring us to this point. But I also want to say congratulations, because you've kind of been there through the fun times, been there through the tough times, and now it's time to get to have fun again. And I think, Kathleen, that we're going to just really see these next few months, certainly the next couple of years, we're going to see that it's fun. It's fun to be involved in Manatech. I'm having fun. I hope you guys are having fun tonight. But it's a great time to be involved. And I guess that's my closing message. Just glad that we're here and glad we had the opportunity to do what we do.
Great. Time for some rocking and rolling.
That's
well,
right.
Kevin, one of the statements I'm going to be quoting that you said when we were at the beginning at the top of the hour was, what's best for the associates is best for our customers, and that is what's best for the company. And
that's
I love that statement. I think that's going to be something that we talk about, I know, on our personal calls with our downline every time, because people have to hear that again and again. And it's true. And I am so happy and pleased. And we are also fortunate that your talents are going to be on that board. It's always been a board that has been very productive, and we've always been pleased with so many of the results from those decisions. But knowing that you're on there is going to be, you know, it's going to be wonderful. So it's best for the associates, it's best for our customers, and that's what's best for the company. And I love
that. Right.
Thank you for explaining everything as simply as I am. I am. Absolutely.
Right.
I'm going to give you credit on that one, because that one is, it just makes sense, and it's great. And for those of you on the call, our next Women of Worth call will be July 19th, and we are going to have the topic of how to create more business focusing on the new compensation plan. We're not going to be going through the steps of the compensation plan, but instead we're going to do some brainstorming and how do we create more business that will focus on maximizing the compensation plan. And again, Kevin, we have just always enjoyed you and your whole family, and Dawn, and sister's brother, and it's just been our honor to be part of your Manatech family also. And I want to thank you for all that you've shared tonight, because I know that there's been, you know, people that just had a few little caveats that they were uncomfortable with this change, and I think people are going to sleep well tonight hearing what you have talked about and all the different calls you're doing to make it easy to understand. So I want to thank you as a fellow associate in business and as a friend. So thank you so much, and we appreciate all that you do for the company that we all don't see, because I know there's so much behind the scenes. And I know we were side by side listening to all the work you did in the past on compensation plans, and I know you've had you've been involved in this one too. So we thank you, because it does take a lot of due diligence, and you've been there every step of the way for us. So thank you so much. So,
all right, Kathleen,
well,
it's a pleasure to be here. Just one parting note that
sure.
I just thought of. Somebody asked at the beginning of this call. We are doing quite a bit of training right now. We've already done two webinars, one last week and one today, going through the new plan. If you would like to watch those are on manatechlive.com. You can go watch those right now. We did kind of an orientation last week, and then today we went through the different leadership titles, and then tomorrow we're going through a different part of the plan, and next week. So just kind of look for those in your email. We're doing those on Zoom calls, but you can go right now to manatechlive.com. And watch the first two webinars that we've already done.
And they were fabulous, so you want to do that. Thank you, Kevin. Well, I just want to tell everyone to have a restful night, a peaceful sleep, God bless, and good night. And we'll be together next month. Take care. God bless.
Bye, Kathleen. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Kevin. Bye.